Twitter has hit pause on plans to charge $8 a month for that blue vanity checkmark verification thing. And Bloomberg's Molly Schutz joins us now live on the Newsline. Molly, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Why the delay? What's Twitter doing?
Well, I think Musk is realizing that there's a lot of concern about the elections coming up and the possibility for misinformation and for manipulation on the site. So he's just delaying by a day this new checkmark subscription plan.
Is this just a money raiser? Is that the whole idea, to let anybody who wants to seem important buy that checkmark?
Yeah, I mean, I think Musk is doing a lot of things to get costs at the company under control. There's a huge monthly debt payment that he has to make that is about twice the size of what comes into Twitter every month. So he's looking in various places for ways to increase the income that Twitter can make beyond just advertising.
Ooh, how big is that debt payment? Do you know?
It's $1 billion a month. So.
Wow.
Yes, and they bring in about $630 million in operating income each month.
I guess that would also explain the layoffs, but now we're hearing some of the people that Musk laid off on Friday are being asked to come back. What's going on there?
Yeah, apparently he must have, we're hearing that some of those may have been made by mistake. The wrong people got the wrong email. Also, he may be coming to the realization that he cut too deeply, especially in some departments that we understood were, you know, completely gutted. You can't run a company like Twitter just with engineers and no kind of, you know, even a human resource staff. Engineers can't just deal directly with Musk, and you can't just run a very social, high-profile, culturally iconic company like that. So they're probably making some new decisions.
All right, so Elon Musk is looking to make cuts, as we've established. What's he doing to grow Twitter?
Well, like you said, I mean, part of his plan is to do the subscription service, the blue check mark for $8 a month, and I think he's got other ideas that he's testing out. There seems to be a lot of spaghetti being thrown at the wall and seeing what might work. But he has his own ideas, everything from the check mark to the subscription service and cutting, paring back some of the ads as a way to get new users on, and wanting to really highlight that. I think once he's, determined that he's gotten rid of the bots as he sees it, that it'll be, a place where people will come back to. He's got to balance the, the idea of free speech with, making the place civil so that advertisers will stay.
That is the balance. That's a tightrope walk. Bloomberg's Molly Schutz, thank you very much. We appreciate your expertise on this.
Thanks.